That's my sister, Darlene McCoy, on the Detroit Praise Network, and she is on the phone with me.
Hello, Randy Miles.
Hello, Darlene McCoy. What is going on, my sister?
I am so excited to be on the Detroit Praise Network with you today.
I'm glad. I mean, I get a chance to hear you every night, and a lot of people don't know that we're actually friends.
That's right. And they need to know that. You guys need to know that we're friends. And she texts me during the show saying, why are you so crazy?
I will text you during the show. Because sometimes
yes,
you just throw me off and I just have to laugh.
I love it. That's the point. That's the whole point.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I also know about you is you are a gifted singer. And I met you in person some years ago at a Tyler Perry event. And you were sitting behind me and you were singing in the back. And I'm like, this girl can sing.
I remember that. Yes. I remember that, and you kept turning around.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
Hey, who is you? So one of the things I love is, you know, we just got finished listening to Eve and Me, and one of the things that I love is you are different in your approach to gospel music, but this is your whole thing right now. You're nationally syndicated on the radio, but with your singing, you go into churches, and one of the things that you're trying to do is break that stigma of what church looks like.
Yeah, I really want to remind us as the church what our call actually is. It's not to each other. It's to people. It's to society, and it's the culture. And a lot of times what we would rather do is to stick with who we are accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to understand is Christ said, if I am lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me.
Mm.
So really, that's actually a principle and a dynamic that if we get this thing right with Christ and go out into society, people are drawn to him.
Absolutely.
Through us. But we really have to understand what it means and how to do that. How do we do that? How do we lift Jesus in the earth?
Mm-hmm.
And if my position is in song and on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opportunity that I have to do that. But everyone else has different gifts and talents that they can do that too.
Absolutely.
You know, so I want to use every bit of my creativity and my thought process into what it is that God has called me to do, and that's singing.
Well, I'm really you know? Excited because today you are releasing your brand new EP.
Yes. I'm so excited. It's a long time coming. Randy, do you know I haven't released the record since 2007?
That's a long time, my dear.
Yes, that's a very long time.
Well, I like the title of the EP. It's called
Jesus Was Eclectic.
And how did you come up with this?
Well, you know, I keep hearing people every time they encounter me, they keep telling me, you're so eclectic. And like, you have such an eclectic personality. And I really looked up the word and saw that they were actually complimenting me because eclectic means multifaceted, multiverse. It means universal. It means global.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And able to reach outside of everything,
wow.
You know, and inside of anything. So Jesus Was Eclectic actually is a statement about who Christ is.
Yeah.
He really is all.
Yeah.
And
multifaceted, everything.
Multifaceted, exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. So, yeah, that's it. It's Jesus Was Eclectic. This EP is Decades, because Jesus Was Eclectic is the name of a series of EPs, but this one is Decades.
Okay, Decades. Now, one of the songs that gives me chills is the one I want to play right now, and I hear it in my head. Take up your bed and walk.
Walk.
Oh, wait. Where did that come up? I love it.
Well, you know what? And you'll find this throughout the record. I have taken Bible stories of people that have blessed us.
Mm.
You know, this man was at a pool in Bethesda, and he was sitting and stuck for 38 years thinking, I'm paralyzed and I need somebody to help me by picking me up and putting me in this pool so that I can be healed and then I can walk. But Jesus did not agree with what he said. Jesus knew that even though you were paralyzed, you can walk. And he asked him, well, will you be made whole? And he said, I don't have anyone to help me. He said, well, pick up your bed and walk.
But
do you know how many people are stuck waiting on somebody to recognize them, waiting on someone to validate them, or waiting for money to come? And really all it is you just got to believe in yourself. Pick up your bed and just walk. I think that things come when you start walking. I have to be honest and say that's what I ended up doing. It's a testimony even for me. Mm-hmm. I was stuck for a long time thinking, you know, well, maybe they'll see this or maybe they'll recognize this and maybe they aren't going to recognize anything you're doing until you actually start doing it. So, you know, I hope it ministers, you know, to people. Take up your bed and walk.
38 years on a mat. Shackled by excuses. Helpless and useless. Been losing way too long. I lost my faith in me. How can I go on when this is all that I see? Then you came along, showed me what I had in me. Told me I was strong and how great I could be. Take up your bed and walk.
Sister Darlene McCoy from the Nightly Spirit right here on the Detroit Praise Network. Take up your bed and walk. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. All right, so this is from the new EP, Jesus Was mm-hmm. Eclectic. It is released mm-hmm. officially right now.
Mm-hmm.
And how can they find that EP and where can they find you?
They can find that EP everywhere digital music is sold. Just go get it.
Just go get it. And we
Jesus
can follow you.
Follow me at Darlene McCoy on Instagram and on Twitter. Or you can go to I Am Darlene on Facebook. And my website is IamDarlene.com.
Sister, thank you so much. You know I love you.
I love you, Randy. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you.